Could you name some of the streams in the neighborhood around here in various names?
Rush Creek, Plum River.
Okay. And this one out
Mill
here?
Creek. And this one? That's one in Mississippi.
Okay. Now, various ways of talking about high pieces of land. How would you talk about these things out here? What are they?
Bluffs, we call them.
And other kinds of high pieces of land, ranging from short to way up to Appalachian.
I don't know.
Do you have plateaus? Or, how about a hill?
Oh, yeah.
What would you talk about? Hills?
We have lots of hills.
That's not a hill out here.
No, this is a big bluff.
What makes a difference here?
Well, a hill is just a raise in the ground.
This is rock, mostly, I guess.
How about the very tallest bit of land out of the Rockies and Appalachians?
Mountains.
Now, the place you might tow the boat up to, or tie the boat up to along the river?
Dock.
Any other word you might use for that? Also, maybe a bigger one where they'd unload freight off of a boat. You call that a pier or something?
Oh, there's boat piers.
And
you don't have that, no.
Wharf? You have a wharf?
I've heard him say that already, but I don't know.
Well, you say what?
Well, I say we never called it that.
What?
Pier.
There, a wharf?
No.
A wharf. Okay. How about some of the kinds of roads around here? That is, what the roads are made out of. Could you
gravel. Rock roads.
Blacktop.
And what
cement. This past our place is a blacktop.
It's a blacktop. Okay, and do you have any special word for a road that's not a main road? It's just a
side road.
Okay, and if you you saw a dog in the yard and you didn't want the dog in the yard, and you had something in your hand, you might say, I
throwed it at him.
And what was that you? What would you throw?
Throw the rock at him.
Okay. And if you knock on the door and nobody answers, you might say...
They must not be at home.
Okay. All right. Now if you like coffee, some people like to put milk in it. You might say, well, I like my coffee
black.
Or then that would be in relation, would you say, I like it with milk, or I like it...
I like it with cream.
Or with, how about saying...
A little sugar in my coffee.
How about saying you like it with, and then using milk there, I like it.
Like it with milk.
I like it with milk.
And then just the opposite of that would be, I like it with, without
milk.
Without milk.
Ways of getting vowel combinations
here. You remember some of these things we're talking about.
Now, if a train was coming down the track and you were going the opposite way, and you were going, you might say we're going right
head on.
And you were not going away from it, you're going right straight
for it. Straight for it.
I would say toward.
For it.
Another way of saying for it, though, we'd be going toward it, or...
Towards it, yes.
All right, you see somebody downtown that you didn't expect to see. You get home and tell your wife, oh, I
saw somebody.
Or I ran into
a man I didn't expect to see or something.
Okay.